Hello, beautiful creators. This is Kadisha King, here to remind you that if you stay focused on the eternal light of the Creator, whether this is the inner light within you or the light in others who have attained connection with this light within themselves, you will always have illumination on your path back to liberation and connection with your true self. Keep this light inside at all times because it is the best way to not lose your way in the darkness and illusory fog that covers this earthly life experience. Suffering and misery. Although arguably these things can be erased in an instant if our species were to simply get their inner state right and their act together, is a complex issue that has been going on for Homo sapiens since the beginning of our emergence in geological time. Though our brains and bodies are highly advanced systems that hold the potential for advanced intelligence that transcends the animal nature that we are all born into, the truth of the matter is that most people will never fully use the potential of their intelligence in this lifetime and will continue to perpetuate the cycle of suffering known in Buddhism as the first three parts of the Four Noble Truths. These three initial truths state that there is a beginning to suffering, a reason for suffering, and an end to suffering. The Eightfold Path, which strives to move Homo sapiens out of the perpetual cycle of the experience and creation of suffering, stands as the fourth truth, and it is focused on liberating the consciously evolved human from the cycle of suffering altogether through a process of helping individuals fully utilize their potential for advanced human intelligence at its greatest capacity. Because this path to liberation and higher intelligence starts with yamas and niyamas, however, which are the two solid feet upon which a person must stand in order to then elevate themselves to higher states of consciousness and being, many have a hard time getting started down this path correctly because the pain of life and birth itself can be so overwhelming and confusing for most that they forget that their entire being, and especially their conscience itself, is one of the most important forms of intelligence that they need in order to thrive. So, they, therefore, simply choose to ignore it. Growing up in societies designed to produce people fit for use, within set structures that create the illusion of dependence for even the basic needs for survival, as opposed to societies that are designed to fully honor and contribute to the abundance available in nature that simultaneously nurtures the capabilities of each human being in service to the advancement of our species overall. Humans often learn to value and then eventually choose to honor superficial and truly unimportant things over things that really have value in the world when all is stripped down to the undistorted truth in reality. More value is placed on the accumulation of currency than the eradication of hunger, for example. More weight is given to social approval determined by a few in power as opposed to the quality of being for all. And virtually everyone in civilized and uncivilized society has stressed themselves out over useless and irrelevant things. From grades in school, as opposed to simply enjoying learning and understanding, to worrying about whether someone's opinions are accepting or approving of them for one reason or another. And this latter general example has a wide range of translations that can be applied too. From seeking approval from parents in order to stay alive, to seeking approval from neighbors in order to not be murdered, which I guess kind of meets the same purpose, to the more seemingly casual examples that I'm sure you can think of on your own as you navigate through life and work spaces. But this is where focusing on the eternal inner light is incredibly valuable. So, let me ask you a few questions, beautiful creator. And I hope that you will truly think about the answers. What do you need most in life, and what is truly important? Do you need to compromise yourself to get these things on a fundamental level? Before you answer, just remember that these are practical questions, not moral ones. So please be sure to really think about it and to just plainly and truthfully answer it for yourself. Do you lose or gain more of yourself by giving yourself these things that you need? Are you threatened by anyone else having these things at any point? Are some of the things that you need tangible? Are some intangible? Now, if money and attention and psychological currency of any kind were removed from the situation, how much would these things cost you, Creator? How much of your soul do you have to compromise and give in exchange for artificially determined value to get the things that you need on Earth, where the sun gives light freely and trees bear fruits when nurtured and exposed to light adequately, and the light from within you can provide all the intangible fulfillment and the motivation to humanely obtain the tangible necessities that you need? What do you need to give, and what value does it provide in order to receive the abundance of light that is available to you for free? I will only answer one of these questions for you, and it is the last one. And I will only do so by reminding you that you need not give anything in order to receive the light that is free and illuminates the path to your liberation. So listen to this, please. You only need to do what you must, like any intelligent life form has. Plants do this naturally, for example, to move closer to the light and to allow it to give you all that you need without distortion. Remember the things that you determined before? I'm talking about those things. And you must do so without denying anyone else, who is only another expression of you, so basically still a part of you, access to this light simultaneously. If you deprive others, you deprive yourself. I'll say it again. To get what you need, and again, if you answered the questions before in an undistorted manner, you will know what I'm referring to in relationship to yourself. You must remove Everything that blocks the light that is eternally and abundantly present within you and all around you. This is not the law of attraction, which, in my personal opinion, is a flawed ideological principle that is rooted in apathy, pleasure-seeking, and object accumulation in the illusion of the world and will inevitably create either suffering for you or others. This is just the plain truth of your potential. The light. And you can also call it love or anything else that you wish, if you want to be honest, as long as it is an accurate description of its goodness, for lack of a better word, is within and all around you, in every creature that lives and every plant that breathes. And you can always access it within you in abundance. If you are unable to access your inner light due to a distortion of any kind, or because of a distraction caused by an illusion outside of you, look to the light of another spirit who shines, dead or alive, as a reminder that you possess this light too. And be wary of things that are temporary sources of light that give the illusion of the source when they only project a distorted imitation of light itself. Discernment is key to success on your path, so I felt like it's really important to point that out. Look within you above all else to the true light, and when you look at that light, you will be fulfilled. Don't get dragged down into the darkness. Keep walking your path forward, radiating your light, not for anything other than the fact that you need this to get your way home. Because even if one soul gains liberation amongst billions, trillions, a bajillion, is that a word? It is enough of a reminder for all others who can see. And that, in and of itself, is the greatest service that you can do for yourself and this world. This may or may not help the planet to get out of the darkness that it chooses to pretend to be stuck in. But it's important that even one person finds their way back to the source, back to liberation, that it shows the way for others to follow if they so choose. When you free yourself, you truly free everyone. Because we're all a part of this one experience, and we're all a part of this one source. You give of yourself in that way, in order to give back to yourself.